a lightning rod for democracy, freedom, and justice.
Brothers, sisters, friends, thank you very much for coming out for this very, very important rally. Brothers and sisters, Kashmir has been turned into a vast concentration camp by the Indian fascist government of Modi. Every Kashmiri, 12 million of them, have been imprisoned in their own homes. The fascist government in India claims that there is peace and tranquility in Kashmir, but they have 700,000 troops over there and people are locked up. When they lift that curfew only for a couple of hours, tens of thousands of Kashmiris come out in the streets to protest against such fascism. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, Kashmir has never been part of India, and it will never be part of India. Further, mark my words, India is going to disintegrate because there are so many liberation movements going on in India. And what Modi has done, he has actually put his hand in a hornet's nest. We will see India will disintegrate in our lifetime. And we will work towards destroying India because it is a menace to the entire world. Modi has put that entire region at risk. There could be a nuclear war in that region. And we are going to make sure that it is Modi and his gangsters and his racist RSS thugs that they will pay a price. So that day is not far, brothers and sisters. But let me also tell you, we now have a very good opportunity in Canada. Elections are coming up, and it is the responsibility of each and every one of you. When candidates come knocking at your doors, you demand of them whether they support a referendum for the people of Kashmir or not. That's the least you can do. And I want you please to make a note of that. And also, we are not going to stop holding these rallies. We will continue to hold these rallies. And I want each and every one of you to pledge that you will come and join us just as you have done today, tens of thousands of you over here. So please make that pledge. That's the least that we can do for our brothers and sisters in Kashmir. I want to recognize all of the masajid, whether it's our brothers and sisters in the Islamic Foundation, whether it's Islamic Center of Pickering, whether it's Jame Masjid Mississauga, whether it's Riyaz al-Jannah, whether it is Cooper Mosque, whether it is brothers and sisters from Hamilton, from Milton, Ikna Brothers, from Niagara Falls, from Windsor, all of these areas, and of course also from our center in Richmond Hill, the Islamic Society of York Region, and Markham, hundreds of volunteers that work to make this a successful rally because of your presence. I also want to mention that this entire sound system and the volunteers around it are from Al-Quds Committee. These brothers were here before even I arrived. They were here at 8 o'clock. You arrived at 10 o'clock, but these brothers were here at 8 o'clock. They were even ahead of us. I want all of you please to thank them with a big round of applause. And also to remind each and every one of you that every year in the month of Ramadan, and on the last Saturday of the month of Ramadan, we hold Al-Quds rally. I want all of you please to join us on that rally as well, because the issue of Palestine and Kashmir are interrelated. I've been saying this for decades, and now you see that's exactly what is happening in the world today. So please remember, do not forget Palestine, do not forget Kashmir. I'm going to ask you now, freedom for Kashmir. Freedom for Kashmir.
Freedom for Kashmir.
Freedom for Kashmir.
Freedom for Kashmir.
Indian troops out of 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 Kashmir.